For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's little chance the partial government shutdown will end until at least Thursday when the Senate returns to session.
No further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Let me say that again. We push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will stand their ground.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple.
Agencies that will stay open, the Russia probe, the FDA, the Postal Service, air traffic control, and troops at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State has handed in his resignation over the president's decision to pull troops out of Syria. Brett McGurk quit within 24 hours after Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned. Wet weather could put a damper on holiday travel this week, especially in the Northeast, where meteorologist Allison Chinchar says records for the wettest year ever are falling.
That next system that's approaching for tomorrow is likely going to be the one to push people over that threshold. Wilmington has already had over 100 inches of rain. Baltimore, D.C., both of their airports have also had their wettest year on record.
Britain's second busiest airport, Gatwick, has been struggling to get flights back on a normal schedule after drone flyovers forced all flights to be grounded this week. Police are questioning a man and a woman in the incident that snarled holiday traffic throughout the UK and beyond. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports flu activity is beginning to increase across the nation. John Clemens has more.
That activity is now reported in 6 states plus Guam, with another 18 states reporting regional flu activity. Young children are bearing the brunt of the flu this season, with reports of 7 children who have died from the flu. About 7.7 per 100,000 children under the age of 5 have been hospitalized, while across all age groups, the rate is 2.9 per 100,000. The CDC recommends everyone over 6 months be vaccinated. I'm John Clemens.
A journalist is fired for literally producing fake news. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The top German news magazine Der Spiegel has fired one of its most successful journalists after it was discovered he'd made up facts and sources in at least 14 articles published over a 7-year period. It comes after a colleague raised concerns about a recent piece on supporters of President Trump in rural America. Der Spiegel says the reporter and editor Klaus Relotius, quote, falsified his articles on a grand scale, inventing characters, deceiving both readers and his own colleagues. The 33-year-old had, before being hired by Der Spiegel, worked for other German and Swiss publications. He won the CNN Journalist of the Year award in 2014, but now that award's been stripped from him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.